This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this, of course, is Open for Business here on Enterprise. Bad backs, bad posture, working from home, all of these things seem to go together in the same sentence. Millions of Malaysians and other people all around the world are unfortunately all too familiar with the struggles that have come along with nearly a year and a half of working from home. A lot of people are reporting a drain in productivity, a depletion of creativity alongside rising instances of issues like backaches and, you know, from long hours in front of a laptop, not sitting in a comfortable chair, not having a table that's at the right height for you. Now, Balax, they're a homegrown furniture brand hailing from Penang, and they have been well aware of these struggles. When its founder, Lucas Ng, personally experienced these problems and saw them within his parents. This is why Lucas took the decision to pivot his business strategy and launch Balax with the purpose of handcrafting bespoke premium furniture, prioritizing ergonomic functionality to energize, inspire, and invigorate. On the phone with me right now, I have Chang. He is the marketing director for Balax. Chang, thank you very much for joining me on the phone today.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
Yeah, all good. It's a good day.
Now, yeah. I've seen you guys have you've paired up with the Hope Branch, of course, the organization founded by comedian and actor Harith Iskander.
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
It's actually started on 31st of August, and the campaign period is until 16th of September.
Okay, you can tell me a little bit more about that in a little while. But first of all, obviously you have known Lucas quite some time. And can you tell me how and why this business started?
Okay, I've known Lucas since primary school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and knowing that Lucas' family is in the wooden industry, his close friends, including myself, have been ordering custom-made tabletops from Lucas.
I see.
Yeah, so after seeing the quality he can provide, right, we've been egging Lucas to start his own business selling tables.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was he doing before he started to do this table thing?
He was in his family business.
Right.
Yeah.
And what exactly were they making? Obviously, it's still wood, but what in particular?
They're making wooden doors, but mainly for exports only.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting pivot, though.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons Lucas founded Balax is also he wants to make change in his family business. Mm-hmm. As he told me, they have been selling their wooden doors at the exact same price for the past decade.
What?
Yeah, so you can tell the B2B market for the industry is very competitive, and he's just trying to innovate and come up with something new to stay relevant.
Right. I see. Now, we're quite a way into this pandemic, you know, 18 months, 19 months almost. And a lot of people have been working from home in that period. Yeah. Is there a little bit of a worry that a lot of people already have good working from home furniture and office gear?
I think, yeah, the adjustable standing desks are very popular in the US market, but still very new in the Malaysia market.
Yeah.
I think there's still a big demand in the market, and we are seeing steady growth in revenue over the past 9 months.
Yeah. I've spoken to people who have got the sitting standing desks, and I think they're a wonderful invention, and at some point I will grab myself one of them. How much interest has come your way over the past couple of months, past few months? You said you've seen steady growth.
Yeah.
Has it been continual growth?
Yeah, we're seeing continual growth. It's very steady, but actually, we there's a spike on our revenue when the second MCO was implemented. Mm. Yeah, and I think that's the moment people realize that working from home will be the norm, and that they should invest more into their workspace.
And the interesting thing I've noticed is that of all of the other companies here in Malaysia that do a similar thing. Your prices are much more competitive. How do you manage to keep the prices lower than your competition?
I think it's because of the resources we have, because Lucas family has been in the wooden industry for over 35 years now.
Mm.
Right. So they have all the resources. They know they have all the source for the material, right? So that's the reason they also have the technique. So that's the reason they can keep the cost low.
Yeah,
I would say that.
Because I was like, you know, browsing through your website, doing some research. And when I came across the price, I have to admit, I wouldn't say shocked. I'd say pleasantly surprised, because this is something that I wanted to get for myself at some point. And thought, well, I think this is the first one I can actually afford.
Yes. And what's better is that we have, you know, a Hula Atomy, where you can break your payment into 3 months.
Yeah, which I think is a great idea.
Yes.
Now, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, the artisanal pieces, is this, you think, what sets them apart from other manufacturers?
Yeah, I think, okay, because you can see there's a lot of our competitors selling adjustable standing desks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we focus on making solid wood tabletop.
Mm.
And that is made from Meranti wood. Right, so yeah. I think this separates us from all the competition out there, because we have the resources and people kind of like the aesthetic of a wooden product.
Mm.
Yeah,
I mean, I suppose Meranti wood is fairly sustainable, right?
Yeah, actually, all our Meranti wood are sourced from Terengganu and Kelantan,
right?
Yeah, and they are all from a sustainable source.
Now, one of the things that I was interested in, and I think this is something that for me stood out, was when I was browsing the About Us page over on your website.
Yeah.
And you scroll through and you've highlighted the workers that work with you. Monir and V8 and Kokon. And I don't think many other employers would do that. Now, could you tell me why that was a decision?
Because generally we just care about people around us, our families, our friends, and of course the foreigners working in the factory. So yeah essentially you know things are gonna turn out well when your workers are happy, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. That's the reason why we put them up, because they are here because they need to provide for their family, right?
Mm.
So they are happy that we feature them on the website and they can show it to their family, and it's just making them happy and they feel appreciated.
And I think that for me really it really made me feel good about a company seeing that on a website, and I think highlighting the workers like that is a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, we couldn't be where we are today without them.
What do you think have been some of the major struggles over the past few months? Obviously, you know, the pandemic has been a big issue. Tell me some of the problems that has caused you.
Yeah, there's new cases coming up, to our close friends, to the factory. So at certain times, we have to close down our factory, to go through the SOP and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to delay on our shipment. We have a lot of pending orders right now, and we have to text them one by one to say sorry, tell them, and update them on the status of their orders.
Right.
Yeah.
And have people been fairly understanding and understand why you kind of have a bit of a backlog?
Yeah. They are very supportive. Right, in terms, they didn't ask for a refund, and when they find out we are a local business, they are actually quite supportive. General, yeah.
Good. Okay, Chang, let's take a short break here.
Okay.
Folks, you are tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm on the phone with Chang. He is the marketing director for Malax. They are a company founded by his friend Lucas Ang. They are a homegrown furniture brand hailing from Penang. We'll be back in just a few moments here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I'm speaking with Chang today. He's the marketing director for Balax. They are a homegrown furniture brand hailing from Penang, who are well aware of the struggles that a lot of people are facing whilst working from home. We're talking about a drain in productivity, a depletion of creativity, and this is all because we're not sitting and standing right. And we have those desks and chairs that are just not right for us. Now, Chang, how much research went into, sitting and standing there, or standing desks rather, before you guys decided to pivot into that business?
Actually, we spent about a month before we launched the product, the brand is officially launched. And yeah, we look into different kind of desk frame. And we've been, for the tabletop, right, we really have the resources to build a proper tabletop, solid wood tabletop.
Yeah.
Right. So the whole prep time is around a month. And with the help of Lucas' friends, including me, myself, we have photographer friends, videographer, content creator, all that. We are able to launch our business in just a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in terms of sourcing the other materials, things like the legs and the motors and the cranks and things, was that a difficult process?
Not actually, because desk frame is more or less the same in the market. Yeah, we just focus on finding the best quality one.
Right.
One with the best quality, yeah.
And it's interesting as well, because of all of the ones that I've seen, I think yours is the first one that has a hand crank as well, if you choose to have that model.
Yes, yes. The reason why we have a hand crank model is because we want to make adjustable standing desks accessible for everyone. With the Dua Moto system, actually the price is slightly higher, and then the hand crank version is actually more affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if we rewind a little bit, we were talking about Lucas's family business, how they've made doors for the longest time. 30 plus years, I think, or something like that, right?
Yes.
Do you think it was a difficult decision for the family to change the direction of the things that they were making?
Actually, Lucas' family has been supportive for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to. Lucas actually have to prove that we have, steady revenue before his father opened up a place for him to use in a factory.
I see.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a process of Lucas talking to his family and discussing on all the things that we are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they needed to see proof before they were willing to commit 100%.
Yes, yes, yes. At least we need to validate our idea first before, his family get involved.
But I think it's fantastic that, it's kind of a business that was helped by Lucas and his friends. Without his friends, like you were saying, you're the marketing guy, you have a videographer, you have a photographer, because the social media presence that you guys have is very, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
How much time do you spend doing that and deciding, oh, this is the kind of shot we want, this is the kind of market we're aiming for? Because you found your niche, obviously, and you know exactly who your audience is. Was there a lot of research into that as well?
No, but actually it's a try and error, because in our marketing, right, we initially we target gamers, mm-hmm. and people that are working from home, right?
So I see.
So essentially, at the end, our target audience is more towards the work from home crowd, right?
Right.
Yeah. So we kind of scale up from there, after knowing what our audience is.
Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the partnerships that you guys have formed as well. The Ruark Audio Collection, the Stackos Collection. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah. Okay, so one of our partnerships is with Stackos Stainless Steel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are a local manufacturer for stainless steel products, and yeah. They are also based in Bukit Mentajam.
Right, right.
And we are working with the second generation of a SIG company as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is a close friend of ours. And empowering the community has been what we wanted to do since our college days.
Right.
Yeah, me and Lucas. So
yeah.
The second thing is that stainless steel really pairs well with solid wood in terms
of... It looks beautiful, yes.
In terms of aesthetic. Yeah, mm-hmm. And about the process, we usually build a product from scratch, which means from the design itself to building the prototype, making improvements and until we launch a product.
Yeah. Mm. Tell me a little bit about how the Bluetooth radio and speaker system partnership came about.
Yeah, we partner with Rock Audio Malaysia. And yeah. The reason why we partner with them is that we have personally used experienced the speaker before. Uh-huh. And I think a good music can really elevate your mood while you're at work. So
yes.
That's the reason why we bring in the speaker. And it's the Rock Audio is actually from England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have good music, you have good mood, then you can work comfortably.
And how did you manage to get that partnership to happen? You just called them up or, you know, you emailed them? How did it happen?
We just emailed them and then they respond very quickly. And then, yeah, the partnership is very small.
It seems to be very smooth.
Yeah, it's very smooth. It's actually very smooth.
Okay. There's one thing that I wanted to talk to you about as well. It is about the campaign that you've been running, the Merdeka Timed campaign.
Yeah.
Where you've been putting 10% of the profits towards the Hope Branch, which, of course, if people don't know, is a non-profit organization founded by Harith Iskander. Why did you choose that particular organization above another first? That's one question. And how did that partnership come around?
Okay, actually, Lucas has been following Harith Iskander for years now, and mm-hmm. we just think that his reputation is good, right? So we want to donate our money to NPO,
mm-hmm. and
also they will deliver the goods to those who need it, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and also the same thing as Rob, I messaged them on Facebook. And then, yeah, we discuss about what kind of promotion we are doing and how many percent of the profit we are going to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how much do you think you've raised so far for them?
Actually, because we are only donating 10% of profits and we are looking at a few thousand ringgit right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But a significant amount to help somebody out at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the campaign is until 16th of September. So, yeah. You still have time. Mm.
Do you think there will be other products coming out of Badax as well in the near future? Can you imagine or discuss anything else?
Actually, our hero product, right, will still be our adjustable standing desk.
Yeah.
So for now, we'll be focusing more on improving the product itself and increasing the variation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but essentially, we are looking to elevate people's work from home experience. And
right.
And our experience usually come from our five senses, which is our eyesight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. And our product is already aesthetically pleasing thanks to the beauty of wooden product. And also we have Rock Audio Speaker, which you can work with nice music to elevate your mood.
Yeah.
So the next thing we will look into might be for the smell sense. Maybe something like essential oil with a diffuser or something.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. I would have thought that the smell of the wood might be enough for me, though.
yeah. The wood scent is nice.
It smells wonderful, yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Richard.
It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I've been on the phone with Chang. He is the marketing director for Balax. They are a homegrown furniture brand hailing from Penang. They're doing the stand-up desk. Chang, where can people find out more information if they want to purchase your product?
You can go to our website at www.balax.com.my.
Wonderful. For Enterprise on Open for Business on BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.